Every man, woman, and child in the world has a spine. It makes no difference whether he or she is black or white, red or yellow, whether they live on a mountain or in the valley, on the land or in the water, at the North Pole or the equator, rich or poor, it's equally applied. Every spine is a subluxation. Each subluxation is producing dis-ease in one or more places. Notice they didn't say disease. It said dis-ease, disharmony, dysfunction. Potentially, then, every subluxation needs adjustment. Every chiropractor, therefore, the world needs just what you and I have. Because if every subluxation needs adjustment and needs chiropractic, therefore, the world needs just what you and I have. Potentially, then, every sick person is demanding chiropractic, calling for it, needing it, crying out for it, shouting out for it, but doesn't know it. Why isn't she getting it? Because he doesn't know that that's what that he needs chiropractic. It's what chiropractic that he needs. We haven't told him, we haven't sold him chiropractic. The sick world has sold itself to us, but we haven't sold ourselves to them. So long, listen to this, this is so powerful. So long as every person in the world has a subluxation and it produces dis-ease, right? Dysfunction, disharmony, and that can be proven and printed that adjustment gets them well, then every person in the world is going to demand chiropractic so long as there is one, exists one person with a subluxation and they remain sick. So every person in the world, every person, every man, woman, and child in the world has a spine. And therefore, every spine has a subluxation, and therefore, everybody needs chiropractic, right? And as BJ would say, one of his famous sayings was, it is as simple as that. Now, I'm going to now talk to you about this. If you want this paper, let me know and I will email it to you. A new role for spinal manual therapy and for chiropractic, part one, weaknesses and threats. I'll get to part two maybe next week or week after. It is from the Chiropractic Manual Therapies Journal. I can't say I'm particularly happy about this article because it does not put chiropractic in a positive light. And I'm just gonna read a couple of quotes from you and discuss this. So, first quote from page one. Chiropractors themselves have impressed the centrality of spinal manipulative therapy, or SMT, on patients with results that the public assumes that's what chiropractors do. Kind of saying, like if you ask what anybody what a chiropractor does, forgetting about pediatrics and all kinds of stuff, you ask anybody, what does a chiropractor do? They're probably going to say, I would say I adjust the spine, right? But somebody else probably say, oh, they crack backs or they push on backs or whatever kind of thing, right? Okay. Can't argue with that. This narrow focus on a single modality combined with controversial theories and unrealistic expectations of its clinical efficacy have contributed to the precarious position we believe the profession now finds itself in. Wait a second. The narrow focus on a single modality. All right. So chiropractic has always been adjusting the spine. Now you can argue, which they do, they say, well, you know, D.D. Palmer said, life is the expression of tone. He doesn't mention the spine. Well, that's true. And I remember one of the talks I gave a couple weeks ago about the Green Books, BJ didn't mention it either when Inner Power Speaks, right? Doesn't mention spine and backbones, right? But that's what we kind of do, like what they said. My question is, what's wrong with that? Like, what should we do instead? What, or in addition to, right? If this is what chiropractic is, this is what BJ and Dee Dee taught, what are they proposing we should be doing in addition? Continuing. Of greater concern to us, this is fascinating, is the disconcerting professional image. And this is what gets me, their persistent and common claims of providing care for non-MSK or non-musculoskeletal disorders. All right, now here's the deal. I don't care for non-musculoskeletal disorders. You know, that's not what, I'm not adjusting autism. I'm not adjusting ADHD. I'm not adjusting ear infections. I'm not adjusting asthma. I'm not adjusting colic. I'm not adjusting a condition. I'm adjusting a kid or a pregnant mama. Or an adult for that matter, or a high school athlete, or whatever it is, right? I'm adjusting a person who happens to come in with some things going on, And my goal isn't to make them feel better, right? Now that might be their goal. That might be what they think chiropractic's goal is to make the patient feel better. My goal is to make the person's brain and nerve system work better through chiropractic care and functional neurological exercises. I don't understand what this is, what's the concern about, well, I'll tell you what the concern is. It's because it's not evidence-based, right? It's not evidence-based. So, but here's the deal, like evidence-based. I'm gonna get that later. I'm gonna save that for something. Hold on. Okay, next thing. The centrality of SMT, which is spinal nerve therapy, in chiropractic identity stems from a line of reasoning derived from the elusively defined vertebral subluxation, elusively, I like that word, and its relationship to the lofty, its lofty metaphysical concepts, right? So all this stuff, the stuff I've been reading, the Green Book stuff, you know, every man, woman, and child is subluxation. That's a lofty metaphysical concept. Okay. Hey, everybody's got a right to their opinion. I don't judge these people at all. I think that they have a right to writing what they're saying. Everybody's got a right to free expression. It's just I don't agree with it. And then, okay, so this is choice. The scientific evidence for SMT treatment of non-musculoskeletal disorders is absent. First off, it's not absent. There's reams of case studies, case series, and other sorts of lower level, but evidence out there that shows the chiropractic helps kids. But that's where I want to put a, like right there, and chiropractic helps kids, right? Chiropractic helps infants. Chiropractic helps pregnancy. It doesn't say chiropractic helps kids with blank, pregnant mamas with blank. That's not what it's about. I am not about helping people with something, you know, trying to cure or make something feel better. I am about making their bodies work better itself. And here's my big thing against what they're saying. So there's evidence-based EBM, right? Evidence-based medicine supporting that we should be doing musculoskeletal, lower back pain, blah, 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 right? All right, let me ask you a question. Was there evidence that OxyContin and all its derivatives was really good for pain and didn't cause any side effects? Yeah, there was some good evidence out there, right? But if you watch things like Dope Sick, you realize that these guys were fabricating and making things up. So, does evidence-based medicine really evidence-based? Or does it depend on who's looking at what, right? Now, if you were in my office, you were sitting in my office and you'd watch autism, ADHD, ADHD, you know, colic, reflux, asthma. You watch all these kids, that's evidence to me, right? Now, yes, it's not written up in the scientific journals. You don't have double-blind studies. How are you gonna do a double-blind study, right? Right, you have some kids come in and get adjusted and some kids come in and not get adjusted. Like, I suppose that there could be some kind of a study where you have some kids going to a chiropractor and some kids going somewhere else or not going anywhere. But my problem with that is I don't think any review board, institution, IRB, would be okay with that because I think that that's unethical. How do you choose who gets what, right? I don't know. This is an interesting dilemma that I haven't really figured out. But either way, you can't tell me that evidence-based medicine is always true and pure when you see what happened with Oxy. And if you haven't watched Dope Sick, it's an unbelievably sad but true series based on true stories of what's happened out there from like the ground zero of it. But that's just like, don't tell me about your scientific journals and how great they are and how everything in there is golden. Look how many retractions there have been lately. Have you watched this? How many retractions there have been? This guy's retracting, isn't it? This guy's misretracting. And it's just, The irony here, continuing, the irony here is that musculoskeletal conditions are hugely common, disabling, costly to society, and often inappropriately managed. Thus, chiropractors could easily keep themselves busy providing safe and relevant care for musculoskeletal disorders without extending their services to more controversial clinical areas. No. The answer would be no. Because I don't want to. I don't. Why should I limit myself? Because you want me to limit myself. Right. Hey, you don't want to do adjust kids? Cool. You don't want to adjust pregnant mamas? Fine. I have chiropractors all the time referring to me. We had a little kid come in last week. Brand new patient, has all kinds of issues, you know, cerebral palsy, all kinds of stuff. Walked into a chiropractic office, and the chiropractor very honestly said, you know what? Thank you so much. I got someone for you. This is not for me. I do more like back pain stuff. And they sent these kiddos to me. I get that, and I appreciate that, and that's cool. That's really cool. And I refer to them. If there's some stuff I don't know, I had a patient who had disc issues, I referred them to another chiropractor to do stuff that I don't do. But that doesn't mean that we shouldn't, right? Chiropractors could easily keep themselves busy providing safe and relevant care without extending their service to other controversial areas. You know what? It's the controversial areas that bring me joy to watch these kids improve. That's the joy. That's the joy. We had a little kiddo came in a couple months ago on the spectrum, blah, 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 4 years old. Doesn't talk much. The only talking this child would do would be like to read letters and like flashcards. That's what they do all the time. And very long story short, been working with this young one, and she comes in the other day, runs in the office, runs right up to me and says, "Hi, beautiful," because that's what I say to her every day. And she looked me in the eye and she said, "Hi, beautiful," with a big smile, looking me right in the eye. Like, that was, wow. Don't tell me this stuff doesn't work. Don't tell me I shouldn't be doing it when I see it working. I see it working all day, every day, and have for 34 years in practice. So they're saying, spinal manual therapy is often relevant, but over-reliance on just one treatment modality will distract us from other relevant clinical considerations. Like what? Now, yes, I've added functional neurology to my practice, but it's still based on the nerve system. What are you suggesting? Right? Maybe part two, I'll read it to it and get to you next time or sometime soon. Maybe part two we'll discuss that. But I'm like, really? And what they're saying, look at this. I'll show this to you. SMT is a threat to chiropractic. I'm sorry, I don't understand. And they just a little threat. Like, the baggage of historical dogma still weighs heavily within the chiropractic professional view of SMT. You know, hard to get me speechless. Once again, I'm not judgmental, so I absolutely appreciate the thought process. I appreciate where they're coming from. They have every right to their opinion, and I have every right to mine. But the thing that I want to impress upon you is that, being that I have the right to my opinion, you shouldn't try to relegate or regulate what I do because you don't understand it, because you don't live it, because you don't do it. Like, I'm not going out there saying chiropractors shouldn't be working on back pain. What I say is, hey, chiropractors, you want to work on back pain? Great, you do it, right? That's not necessarily my bailiwick. I mean, I'll do it, and we have great success with it, but that's not where my love and my passion is. But just because you don't have passion for taking care of kids and pregnant mamas doesn't mean that you should write a paper saying that we shouldn't. You can write a paper saying, this is the controversy we have, and I think that we need to clear this up. But don't say, hey, don't do this stuff. Avoid that controversial stuff and stick with the MSK. Why? Why would I do something? Why would I switch from what I'm doing? Why would I switch the possibility of this little girl speaking to me, directly to me, when she's never done that before, ever, with anyone, ever? And I should give that up to treat back pain only? Nope. Sorry. Not going to happen. So just, I know sometimes when I do these things, it could be overwhelming if you're a student. But I want you to be prepared, because we have to understand what our principles, our chiropractic philosophy really means. It's way deeper and way more important than I could ever imagine to tell you. And that's why I'm doing this for you guys, is to give you this green book taste and some interpretations of things going on. This is a paper from 2024. It's like a couple of months ago, I think. It's trademark 2024. Stay strong in your philosophy. It's a science, art, and philosophy. It's not just a science, and it's not just an art. It's a science, art, and philosophy. That's what makes chiropractic beautiful, and why we survived for the last 100 and something years.